Everything you got. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Shake somebody's head and ask them, do you know my God is an on-time God? How many of you believe he's in the house tonight? How many of you glad he's in your house tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Now give him one more hand clap of praise. You love him tonight. Bow your heart. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise our God forevermore. He's worthy of your praise tonight, church. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Well, welcome to camp meeting. Amen. Right here in the middle of Satan's Eden, we're having camp meeting. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just about unbelievable? You can have camp meeting right in hell. I'm glad God loves us. I'm glad God has favored us. I'm glad to be part of God's economy. I don't know where I fit into his great picture, but I know I'm in the picture somewhere. It really don't matter where I'm at. I just want to be in the picture. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you. A bunch of you threw another log on the fire before you come to church, didn't you? You've been praying, haven't you? Yeah, you've been praying. It makes a big difference, don't it? Somebody say it makes a big difference. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated while we look at our prayer requests tonight. Got several needs we want to let you know about. First of all, my brother Bob Blevins got to go home from the hospital this afternoon. Hip replacement went really, really well. Says he feels great, and he wants to thank you for your prayers. So praise the Lord for that. Unspoken prayer request, we just commit that unto the Lord tonight, whatever that need would be. Sister Peggy Kirkpatrick says to please pray for Brooklyn Kirkpatrick, who is 5 years old and being treated for cat scratch fever. Also a Margaret Carper, who has been admitted to the hospital with bladder problems. We'll just commit these needs unto the Lord. Here's a request with no name attached, but said, please pray that I find my way. Well, you're liable to find it right here tonight. If you're searching, and God knows you, he'll get you tonight probably. So praise the Lord. We'll just commit that to the Lord. Brother Byron Palmer says, please pray for Sister Jean McCormick from Louisiana. She was diagnosed this week with having leukemia. Very much in need of our prayer, so we just commit that unto the Lord tonight. Brother Dan Dyer offers this testimony. Wesley Snyder praises the Lord for his help. He was able to take double chemo treatments and has no sickness from the treatments whatsoever. Also is going 3 times each week for therapy on his ankle. He wants to thank you for your prayer. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to pray for a Sister Cheryl from Canada. She's at the crossroads in her life and deeply needs prayer for her and her husband. We just commit that need unto our Lord tonight. We believe he's able to meet those needs. I want to pray for Brother Randy Babb. He has a kidney stone, so let's just pray for Brother Randy that the Lord would deliver him from that. Please remember Sister Linda Kennedy in prayer. She's having back problems and tingling in her arms, so let's remember that need tonight. Sister Janet Payne says to please remember Charlotte Naves for shoulder surgery, Jim Stoles, deliverance from smoking, Linda Miller, who has MS, people who have confidence in our church's prayers. They're asking that we would remember them, so let's pray for those needs tonight. Please remember Brother Tracy in prayer as we pray tonight. And Brother John Roberts sends this in for Sister Marcy. She has the flu. Just pray that the Lord would touch her and give her healing in her body. All the unspoken prayer requests tonight, if you have a need, you believe we're serving a God that can take care of all of our situations, whatever they are, how big or how little, how important or how unimportant they may seem to us, he cares about your needs tonight. Could we stand? Brother Jim Babb, would you come tonight if you would? Lead us to the Lord in prayer. Let's just commit these things unto the Lord. God's going to give us a wonderful time right here tonight. You believe that with all your heart? Amen. Let's commit these things unto our Lord. Buddy, God bless you.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful once again for this glorious opportunity that you've given us to assemble ourselves together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your marvelous mercy, for your grace that has led us all through our life. And we stand here tonight thankful to be recipients of that, but we do want you to know that we need you more now than we ever have in our life.
Yes.
And we're depending on you.
Yes.
Because there is no one else that we even want to go to. We need your godly wisdom, your leadership. We need it for the leadership of our church. And we ask you tonight, Lord, in the mighty hand of your power, that you'll address every need that these saints have turned in before you. We know they're very sincere. I know that some had mentioned, Lord, maybe cancer in their lives, but you're the God that still heals. You're the God that still encourages. You're the God that gives us courage, Lord, in the mighty battle of this life. Help us when all things are said and done, that we've conducted ourselves as sons and daughters of God.
Yes.
Go with us in this service tonight. May you lead us by your Spirit. We're gathered here for one thing. That's for your glory. You deserve all. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in this service, we welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming the service, pray it'll be a great blessing to those folks as well from around the world. We just pray that the service will be a blessing. Let's sing a song tonight. Brother Harry sings it really, really well, but we're going to help him as he sings with us tonight.
That's all right. Say it like that.
I'm glad for one thing, though. There's no one greater than Jesus. Nobody. Nobody is greater than Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's sing it tonight.
I was so bound up, my life was so tied up, no peace within.
Sing it to him now, church.
Chains could not hold me, confused, so lonely. So shackled with sin. Who is that coming from the other side of the sea? His eyes of compassion, they're piercing through me. No peace within. I was the talk of conversation for my multiple relations. So shackled with sin. Then at noonday, as the sun was burning down, I hid my face from embarrassment, from my lifestyle so bad. There was Messiah sitting on the well. My story of life, he began to tell. I've forgiven you.
God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. We probably got more songs tonight than we'll be able to work in, but I will take these in the order that I received them. And if I don't get to you tonight, the Lord willing, I'll get to you this weekend. Sister Sarah Johnson, I want you to come at this time. Brother John, you come at this time. I thank you and your daughters. Brother John Cockman has a song. And then Sister Annie Garvin. I think we got to, if you take about 5 minutes apiece, it'll work out just perfect. And if your song's shorter than 5 minutes, that's just a plus. So give our singers a nice hand tonight as they get ready to sing.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own. Yet in my weakness, He's there to let me know. His strength is perfect when my strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Christ in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that He holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins when ours comes to an end, and He hears our humble cry and proves again that His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. And He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect.
The song says, all my life I've known that someone was looking out for me, and now I know your name. Aren't you glad you know His name? We don't call our husband by titles. It's the name of Jesus.
Come to
call me home. I say I do. Something in my heart has stirred my soul, and I can't ignore this feeling anymore. But you say, don't you worry, I will see you through. If you belong to me and I to you, love never known has come to call me home. When I say I do follow you, something in my eyes I can't erase, and the tears keep falling down upon my face. You washed away my sorrow, when you gave your life that I might live. Love never known has come to call me home. And I say I do, I follow you. All along I've known there's someone looking out for me, and now I know your name. Lord, from you I came. Love never known has come to call.
The chains were fastened tight down at the jail that night, but Paul and Silas would not be dismayed. They said, it's time to lift our voice, sing praises to the Lord, and prove we will trust Him, come what may. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery despair is all you see. God wants to hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken and says your circumstance is as hopeless as can be. that's when God wants to hear you sing. He loves to hear our praise on our cheerful days when the good outweighs the bad by far. But when suffering comes along and we still sing Him songs, that is when we bless the Father's heart. God wants to hear you sing when the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all you see. To hear your voice when the wisest man has spoken and says your circumstance is as hopeless as can be. That's when God wants to hear you sing. That's when God wants to hear you sing.
Praise the Lord. Let's all stand tonight, if you will. I'd like to present to you at this time our precious, wonderful pastor, Brother Donnie Reagan. The Lord. So good to be in church tonight, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Just be in the presence of God. Know He cares for us.
Amen.
Loves us. We're going to ask Brother Andrew Glover if he'll come and speak for us tonight. And I want to just open our hearts and see what the Lord's got for us.
Amen.
I don't guess I need to ask how many's got needs. He's so mindful of us, isn't he? I've just been reading what he said to us a couple of weeks ago. And I just think, Lord, how perfect. How perfect are your words? Every time that happens to me, when I have to speak in tongues and interpret, I beg God, don't ever make me do that again. Because there's so many unbelievers in the message. I was sick for 4 days after that happened. But I am so glad it happened. Sing together Amazing Grace, and we just open our hearts now to the Lord and see what He'll speak to us. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch I'm
doesn't seem like it's been too many years ago that Brother Andrew was this little billy fellow sitting here on these front pews, you know, and growed up to be a fine young man. We're certainly honored to have him with us tonight. Yeah.
Do you love the Lord tonight?
Yes.
Are you glad to be a Christian?
Yes.
Are you glad to be a part of the greatest message that's ever hit the face of this earth?
Yes.
Amen. We got something to be happy about tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless y'all. We certainly love you tonight. Appreciate you. Appreciate Brother Donnie for giving us this opportunity to come by and be with you in service tonight. And just trust something will be said to help you and to encourage you. You know, we think about how good God is to us. Amen. And, you know, we heard a story one time of a man. He was about ready to throw up his hands and quit. And he said, "Before I quit, Lord, I'm just going to get down and pray and count my blessings." And he got down and started praying. He said, by the time he got done counting his blessings, he said, "Lord, you've done too much for me to quit now." Amen. So, amen. I believe God's done way too much for us now to just walk away. Amen. I mean, if you have your Bibles tonight, we'll go to the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Just have a simple thought on our heart tonight that the Lord laid up on our heart, and trust it'll be a blessing to you and a help.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir, buddy. Bless you, Brother Louie. Appreciate you, man. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Also, we'd like to read St. John chapter 14, verse 26. St. John chapter 14, verse 26. St. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Let's just bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, God. Lord, we are so grateful, Father, that we have been allowed and privileged together in your house once more, Lord. God, we just want to take this time and just thank you, Father, for allowing us to come tonight, Lord. God, we just pray that you'd come in this service tonight, Father, by your power and glory. And Lord, just move me aside, God. And Lord, may I decrease, Father, and may your spirit increase in here tonight, God. I pray, Lord, that you'd anoint my lips, Father, to say that which would be pleasing unto you, God, and that which not, Father, hold my lips to it, I pray, God. Lord, don't only anoint me to preach, but I pray you'd anoint the believers to receive it, Father. Lord, may they help us pull tonight, God. May they respond to the word, I pray, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Father. Touch us in this service tonight, God. Bless each and every person, Father. I pray, God, you bless Brother Donnie, Lord, and his ministry, Father, and give him strength, Father, I pray. We thank you for it in Jesus Christ's name. And the saints said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. May be seated. How many loves the Lord tonight?
Amen.
I want to speak to tonight on if the Lord will help us. We forget that we have authority. We forget that we have authority. Lord, begin to deal with me on this thought. And I read this statement. Brother Branham said in the Kinsman Redeemer, he said, who has the most power before God? What is it? An angel? An angel's a servant. Is that right? They're his servants. What are you? His son and daughter. Amen?
Amen.
He said, who has the most power in heaven then? A sinner that's been saved by grace or an archangel that's standing in by his right side? Listen, the sinner that's been saved by grace has more authority in heaven than the archangel that stood by his side without sin. Because he's a son. A son has more authority than the servant. Of course, he says, oh, we forget what we are. We forget many times that what made us what we are. And after we become what we are, then we forget how we got here. You know, I believe tonight that this bride moves in one direction, and that's forward. Amen. Amen. I believe it tonight, if we would look at this by the help of the Lord, you know, we're living in the last church age. Amen. And amen. There'll be no more church ages after this church age. Are you with me? We understand that Brother Branham said this is the darkest hour that's ever been. Amen. We see so much confusion, so much turmoil, so much stress in the land. But what is it? Amen. It's a power of uniting. Amen. It's a uniting time. Amen. Everything is uniting. You know, we look at the powers of the world and stuff. They're uniting. The demonic influences of hell is uniting against this message. But at the same time, the believers are uniting under this message. Amen. 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 The same time that the make-believers and the unbelievers are walking off and leaving it alone, there's still some real genuine believers that is still uniting under this sign and this hour. Amen. Amen. They're not moving by some man. They're moving by thus saith the Lord. Amen. That's the greatest vindication that could ever come to the believer. Amen. Brother David, we look and we see this. Amen. And it makes me be proud to be a part of the message of the hour. Amen. It makes me proud to stand here tonight and say, I still believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. It's not that we're moved by the enemy. We're moved by God. Amen. Amen. The devil might think he has us down. The devil might think he's taken everything out of us that we've got. But then Jesus comes along and vindicates that he's with us. Brother Branham says the coming of the Lord is at hand. How many believes that tonight? The church ought to be moving on into the powers. Science can only climb so far and then it has to drop off. Amen. But we got untapped sources. That's never been touched of the power, unlimited power, he said, of God that we ought to be moving into. We're living a million miles under our privilege tonight of privileges of Christians to be enjoying. Amen. The devil wants you to enjoy the things of his kingdom. The devil wants you to enjoy the things of his world. But we have a right tonight to enjoy the things of God. Amen. Whether we realize it or not tonight, we've got a right to say amen to the word. Amen. We've got a right to clap our hands. We've got a right to be joyful. His word tells us we'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. We see tonight that Jesus knew who he was. I believe this bride tonight knows who she is. Amen. And I believe tonight we forget what we should remember. And we remember what we should forget. Do you ever realize that? We remember what we should forget, but we forget what we should remember. Amen. Do you ever notice that you could have things planned out for the day and forget all about it on Wednesday, but as soon as you sit down in them seats tonight, your mind started remembering, huh? What you should already done. And so we get our mind up on the things of what we should do and overlook the things that we should be doing right now. Amen. Amen. We forget that we have a God. Amen. Sometimes troubles come and trials come and situations come and tests come. And we forget that we still have a God in this dark hour that we're living in that we can get a hold of. Amen. Amen. We still got a power that goes above any power in this world. It's the power, the spoken word of God that has come to the believer in this hour. Amen. We must realize we are not serving a God of history. Brother Branham preached a message lifting him up out of history. Amen. Amen. We've got to lift him up out of history today. Amen. There's got to be a group of people on the earth that will rise to the challenge and call Jesus on the scene. Brother Branham said in a message, he said, God is always a living tense. He told Moses, I am. He told Moses, I am, not I was or I will be, but I am. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. Do you believe that you're serving a God tonight that is not just a God of history? Amen. It's one thing to talk about what God done years ago and we can rejoice around that. Can we not? But we want to talk about a God that's doing something today. Amen. Amen. A God that's still real. A God that still heals. Hallelujah. A God that still casts out devils. Amen. That still fills people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's a God we ought to be preaching about tonight. Amen. We understand tonight that the devil is a liar.
And he is a father of all lies. And he is trying his very best to convince you you're not saved. He's trying his best to convince you you're not going in a rapture. Amen. He's trying his best to convince you. You know, really, this message is not right. You know, this message, you know, it's got some things about it that we don't quite understand. So I'm going to have to shy away from it. That's the attack of the enemy. Huh? Come on, somebody. That is the attack of the enemy to pull you away from the revealed word of God for this hour. Friends, I was reading in a Baptist church commentary here a few days ago, and I seen in there at the bottom of the page, it's under Malachi 4, 5, and 6, it said there's a man here, there's a man spoke of in this scripture that's to come in the last days and to fulfill the ministry of Elijah. And at the end of it, he said he's not yet been seen, but he's coming. I thought, how can we read that and say he's coming? Listen, friends. Huh? Brother Branham said 1964 and recognizing your day and its message, he said there's a newspaper out. He said, and in that newspaper, he says, good friends of mine print that paper. Brother Jack Moore, he said, they print that paper. But he said, the only thing they'll print now is fast pray. God's not done yet. There's a great revival coming. He said, and when you get down to the bottom of it, what they're actually calling out for is a prophet. They're actually calling for a prophet to come, and the prophet is standing right in front of them. And they're overlooking everything he's doing because they're looking for some seminary. They're looking for some hospital. But what greater thing could vindicate a prophet of God in this hour than the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel and Moses? That same pillar of fire visited our day and is still alive and well. Are you with me tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We understand it. And then you got the people that say, yeah, I agree that there's supposed to be a prophet in this day. Well, let me ask you, who is it then? We'll agree that there's supposed to be a prophet in this time. But who is it? If you can produce me somebody that did what Brother Branham did accurately, never missed, I'll say that's a prophet. But you can't do it because there's one to an age. There's one messianic sign to an age, and we are sitting here tonight privileged to be following the hour. The sign of the hour, brothers, come. Amen. Amen. It's time to get behind this message. Oh, friends, it ain't time to quit reading the books. It's time to read them more. It ain't time to quit listening to tapes. It's time to listen to them more. Why? Because it's going home time. It's going home time, friends. The devil wants to inject his language in our vocabulary and try to talk us out of our inheritance. He wants to talk us out of our position because he knows that, Brother Branham said, he knows that if the people, Brother Branham said, if the people, listen to this, get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for and that she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army. I looked up that word invincible and it means too powerful to be defeated. Too powerful to be defeated. Too powerful to overcome. Brother Terry, this bride tonight is too powerful to be defeated, brother. This bride is too powerful to go down. Do you realize all these people are popping up and putting the bride down, but she just pops up somewhere else? Why? Because she's too powerful to be defeated. This bride has authority tonight. Brother Branham said in Moses' commission, he said, it's the authority of knowing. Not guessing, but knowing. We live in an age of guessing. Well, I guess this is right. I guess that's right. Huh? The bride don't guess. This bride don't guess. This bride knows who she is. Amen. Amen. We're moving on, bride. You say, well, Brother Andrew, I really don't know. I don't know if Jesus cares for me. I was talking to a young brother here a few days ago, and actually the Lord inspired me on a message to preach about it. This brother, he said, I know I can get delivered. I know I can get saved, but I just don't know if anybody cares. And I began to think about that. Does anybody really care in this hour? That, come on somebody. That question lingers in our mind. Really, does anybody care? Why? Because we're still in our flesh. Right? Amen. And I begin to study where Brother Branham says that he careth. He cares. Do you care? Then he preached a message, he careth for you. He took several different cases in the Bible and showed just how much God really cared. He took the leper and he said the leper sat outside the city one day. He said this leper sat outside the city and he said nobody would get near him. He said leprosy was like a seed wart turned inside out, Brother Jackie. He said nobody would get near him. Nobody would give him any food. He said so they would throw it down to him to stay away from him. And he said he'd have to crawl through the dirt to get over there and to get a hold of that food just to have something to eat. He said, but one day he saw Jesus coming. Hallelujah. One day he saw Jesus coming and he said he knew then that there was somebody that actually cared. Because of his condition, they had put him on the outside of the city. Because of his condition, they put him outside the gate and said, if you want something, get it yourself. But one day Jesus passed by his way and he could look at him and say, you don't need to bring me anything any longer. I'm going to get it for myself. He said in the darkest hour of that leper's life, he really wondered, does anybody care? But then Jesus passed by his way, Brother Wes, and he said he knew then that somebody cared. Well, you may be wondering tonight in this dark Laodicea, God-forsaken generation, if anybody really cares. But I can tell you tonight with firm assurance that in this dark hour, there is still a man here who can turn on the light. Amen. He cares in this hour. Everybody wants some form of authority. In most cases to tell somebody else what to do. But I want authority to make my life obey the word. Brother Donnie, I want the authority to make my life match that word. That's the greatest authority you can have. Come on somebody. Is when you find yourself in the scripture. Brother Branham tells a story about a man on a ship. He had got sick. He said he was on this ship and they was going down the sea and they said, he got real sick. He said, is there anybody on here that's got a Bible? They said, well, we don't know. He said, well, if there is, bring it to me. I believe they said he wouldn't last through the night. He was going to die. He said, is there anybody in here that's got a Bible? He said, well, we found some little boy back there that's got a Bible. He said, well, bring him here to me. Friends, always in time of desperation, people get down to business with God. He said, well, bring him here to me. He took that Bible up there to him. And he said, he read him the scripture in Isaiah 53. I was bruised for your iniquities, transgression of your peace is upon me. He read that to him. He said, I believe the captain said, will you read it to me? He read it to him the way the scripture said. But then the little boy stepped back and he said, I'd like to read it the way mama taught me to read it. He said, well then, he said, son, how did your mama teach you to read the scripture? He said, well, mama told me to read it like this. He was bruised for Willie Pruitt's transgression. And the transgression, and he was bruised for Willie Pruitt. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him for Willie Pruitt. That man laying there dead in a condition getting ready to be packed off that ship dead. He said, boy, I like the way your mama reads that scripture. He said, I like the way your mama reads that scripture. He said, well, you read it the way you just read it, but put my name in there. That little boy took the Bible and read the scripture the same way he just read it before then. And they said in a couple minutes, the captain said, get in my boots, I'm getting up. Oh, friends, there's power in this message. We forget the power and the authority that we have. Amen. Brother Branham said, if you confess your healing long enough, God will make your body obey your confession. Are you with me? We see tonight that authority without character can be satanic. Amen. We look at Brother Branham's life. Let's just face it. If anybody could have had a following, it was William Branham. Amen. If anybody could have built a big school and hospital and had thousands of dollars and all this invested, it could have been William Branham. Are you with me? But what did he do? He laid his reputation aside. He laid his reputation aside to preach the truth of the Word of God so that you and I could sit on these pews tonight. Not bound by some law, not bound by some creed, but bound by the Word of the living God. Are you with me? In a message, presuming, he said, don't presume, believe. Easy enough. Don't presume, believe. Don't venture out without authority, without scriptural authority. Huh? You say, Brother Branham, he said in this Christianity versus idolatry, he says, you say, Brother Branham, I have no power. Neither do I. Brother Branham sitting there saying, people look at him and say, Brother Branham, I have no power. He says, I have to look right back at them and say, neither do I. He said, I don't have any power. Well, Brother Branham, I'm a weakling. So am I. But I'm not depending in my strength. You know as well as I know that we've quit thousands upon thousands of times. The devil has so convinced us it's never going to get better. We're always going to be in this shape. We're always going to be defeated. We're always going to beat down. And we've said, well, Lord, I'm just going to get out of the way. I'm not strong enough to do it. But there is a seed on the inside of your soul that says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And when you say you're not going to read your Bible anymore, before you know it, you find yourself flipping through that Bible. Hallelujah. Before you know it, you find yourself listening to a tape. Why? Because it's not the strength we have. It's the strength that he gives us to make this journey, brother. It ain't my strength. I'm depending on my authority. My authority given me. It's not me strong. It's not me strong. Malachi 4, 5, and 6 fulfilled. Elijah to this day, with the greatest ministry that's ever hit the face of this earth, standing there saying, it's not my strength. It's his authority. Amen. You look at Brother Branham right after his wife died and then his daughter died. I was listening to the other day. He said, I got so low. The prophet of God got so low. He said, I was ready to end it all and commit suicide. Our prophet got in this condition. He said, I got so low I was ready to throw up my hands and quit. He said, but it was right then that Jesus came on the scene for me and he brought me up out of that. And he said, a few days later, I was walking down the street and a man came up to me and he said, Brother Branham, he said, you just went through the hardest trial of your life. He said, I sure did. He said, boy, that religion you got, you must have kept it, brother. He said, no, sir, that's wrong, brother. He said, it wasn't me keeping my religion. Hallelujah. It was my religion keeping me. Oh, friends, we don't need to preach an experience that people's got to try to work it up and hold on to it. We need an experience that can keep us. An experience that can keep us. Are you with me? You see a lot of people sometimes, they'll be in a camp meet or something. They'll be happy, shouting, praising God. Glory to God, I got the victory. Hallelujah, I'm going to overcome. But just as soon as they come out of that atmosphere, they go right back to the way of living before they got there. Why? Because they didn't get an experience, brother. But if you ever get an experience, you can stand up with boldness and look at every storm that comes your way and say, it's not me, it's Christ inside of me. It's not my strength. I don't have the power. Come on, somebody. It's not me. I don't have the power. I don't have the strength. But I'm serving a God that has all power in His hands. It's not me strong. I ain't strong. He's strong. How many is thankful tonight that He's strong? What kind of God would we be serving if we got in a low condition in our life and went to a God that didn't have any more power than we did? What if we approached God, but what if God approached us sometimes the way we approach Him? I don't know if you can do this, God. I know this is pretty big. But then I'm reminded of the story when Brother Branham said that 10,000 demons swore that they would drown him on the sea that night. When he got in that little ship that bounced around on that sea like a bottle stopper. My God, I feel like preaching tonight. When he got on that ship, brother, he said 10,000 demons swore they would take him down. But he had a motive in mind of why he got on that ship. Brother Bannon said he'd been out all day preaching and healing the people and discerning, and virtue had left his body. He was tired. But he heard about one demon possessed man. And he got on a ship. Hallelujah. They didn't have GPS in that day where they could stand there and figure out where the ships were coming from and the storms were going. They got on that ship with faith, brother. Oh, I've preached on it before. Brother Branham preaches it and brings it out perfect. But I like what Jesus says right there in St. Luke 8. Jesus said, let us go over unto the other side. Jesus got on that ship with a made up mind. We're going to the other side. No matter what storm comes our way, what trouble comes our way, what trial comes our way, we're going to the other side, brother. We're going to the other side, church. We can sit here defeated and beat down and I give up and say we're done. Or we can rise up and say we're going to the other side. We're moving on in power. We're moving on in strength. We're too anointed to be disappointed. We're too blessed to be stressed. We've got the power of the living God here on our side. Do you believe it tonight? Yes. Can I go on?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We've got the power tonight. You realize, Brother Branham, I was studying the other day. Brother Branham said in I believe it's the first seal, or no, it's God hiding Himself in simplicity. He's getting ready to dedicate the new church. Yeah. And he says, right before I preach, he said, I just want to go through a little bit of a dedication service for the church. Right. And he starts talking about how the church come about. Now, I find things in the simplest things in this message. It just blesses my heart. It may not mean much to you, but it means something to me. He said, when we come here over 30 years ago, he said, and I walked here, it was nothing but a mud bed. He said it was nothing but a mud bed. He said in that mud bed there was pond lilies. There was pond lilies in that mud bed. He said that's why the road's out of Cater out there and you gotta go this way. But I like how he goes on. He says those pond lilies, he said they are born in the awfulest condition. He said they're born in the awfulest condition. He said they have to push their way up through the mud. Then they gotta push their way up through the water. Then they gotta push their way up through the slime. He said, but when they finally get to the top, when they finally get to the top, he said they are the prettiest flowers that you'll ever look at. He said they're the prettiest flowers you ever look at. He said, and when they finally get to the top, they spread their wings. In case you don't know, we weren't hatched under some hen. We were born eagles. And what do eagles do? Sit with their wings down? Sit defeated? No, sir. They spread their wings. They spread their wings. Hallelujah. He said, I looked at that and I thought, he said, that he went on to say, he said, and when that lily pushes its way to the top, he said, and it pushes through the mud and the water and the slime. You know what he said? Brother David, he said, that lily reflects the lily of the valley. That lily reflects the lily of the valley. In a previous series, he preached on Israel in the church, and this is where it came together for me. He said over 30 years ago, he said, sometimes we got to go this way, through the hard way. He's talking about walking through the hall of critics in order to hang in the hall of fame. Are you with me? He said, sometimes we got to walk through this. But he said, I'll tell you like this. He said, he was talking about Brother Bosworth laying in Africa and beating all this stuff from preaching the gospel and the brothers and sisters gone before us. It was sawed asunder and all this stuff. You know what he said? He said, and I say this with all respect, over 30 years ago when we come to this tabernacle, it wasn't nothing but a mud bed with a bunch of pond lilies in it. It's been criticized. It's been put down. But you know what he said? He said, I say this with all respect. Hallelujah. All hell can't stop it. All hell can't stop it. Why couldn't all hell stop it? Because there had to come a message to some believers in this last days. And let me put my voice with Brother Branham's tonight and say, let the unbelievers say what they want to. Let the skeptics say what they want to. But all hell can't stop it. All hell can't stop it. It's foreordained of Jesus Christ to be so. And it'll be. All hell can't stop it. All hell can't stop it. All hell can't stop you from taking a rapture. All hell can't stop our bodies from being changed. All hell can't stop it, brother. He said, what is it? He said, it's that church that one day, he said, one day that God will come down and he'll pick up that church. He said, she's been persecuted. She's been put down. She's been laughed at. She's been made fun of. But he said, one day, the great King in glory will come down and pick you all up out of it. Hallelujah. stop it, brother. All hell would like to stop it. All hell would love to stop it. But it can't stop it. I'll tell you this, if we was going off our strength, all hell could stop it. If we was going off our power, all hell could stop it. If we was going off our authority, all hell could stop it. But there ain't a devil in hell big enough. There ain't a devil in hell big enough that when Jesus comes for his elected, predestinated bride, there ain't enough devils in hell to stop him from getting to you. There ain't enough devils. There ain't enough devils. He said here like this. He said, say for instance, here's the traffic coming down the street at 4th and Broad Street, Louisville, Broadway in Louisville. Zoom, 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 zoom. Just as fast as they can. 60 miles an hour across that street. Everybody rushing, hustling, bustling. Now we'll just take for effect, we're in New York. Or Atlanta. And you got all this traffic just zooming down through there. He said, and then one little man walks out there. Three thousand pound automobiles. One little man walks out there. One little man walks out there. I'm going to say it till you get it. One little man walks out there. Brother Branham said, you might think sometimes you're in the minority. He said, but God is usually in the minority. Oh, I about shout when I hear this next part. But when God gets ready, he shakes the majority with the minority. One little man walks out there, raises his hand, and brother breaks slide. When the Lord began to deal with my heart on this message, I was coming up the road from Florida. You see cops every so many hours, or miles apart from each other. And you watch people just driving down through there, just a flying. Talking on the phone, having a good old time. But when they see that little car backed in like this right here, you start seeing brake lights pop up. Why? Because they might have control of that gas pedal. But there's somebody sitting there that's got control of getting some money out of their pocket too. So they're going to slow down. Huh? He said one little man, imagine this, one little man walks out there and brother breaks slide. Why? That little man hasn't got enough power to stop one of those cars. But he's got authority. And we forget that we have authority. He said, glory, it ain't his power. Why, if one of them cars would hit him, it'd demolish him. He'd be done for. Why, the drivers of the car recognize that uniform. The drivers of that car recognizes that uniform. Oh, brother, they recognize that uniform and brake slide. Why? Look at his authority. Look what's behind him. The whole system of the city is behind him. The whole system of the city is behind him. The law enforcement of the city is behind him. And that uniform represents him. Listen. I wrote this in here. The way you look represents what's behind you and what is motivating you.
Amen.
Huh? Are you with me?
Amen.
See, we forget we got authority over these things. And so therefore, when you set your mind to something, eventually your body will obey that confession. Huh? You let a young sister in a church start thinking, well, I'll just bob off my hair and put on a split-tail dress and high-heeled shoes. Or I'll start looking like the world and men start looking like sissies. It's motivating them behind them, so therefore they are expressing on what they're feeding on. If they're feeding on rock and roll, they'll start looking like rock and roll. They'll start taking on the form of a rock and roll artist. If they're listening to country music all the time, they'll start making their life fit that music. But brother, sister, we got a power in this hour that when we start listening to them tapes and we start reading them books, we start taking on the form to take a rapture. It's behind us is what's motivating us. He's different. Yes, sir. Because he's an officer. He hollers, stop. He hollers, stop. And one of them cars goes zoom and just take him like that. But they better not try it. Look what's behind him. They better not try it because look what's behind him. They'll squeak brakes and slide. Well, I wonder if we got any real, genuine, born-again believers in here tonight that'll tell the devil, you better not try to stop me, brother. You better not start to stop me, devil. I may look little. I may look insignificant to you. But there is a God behind me. And you can't stop me, devil. They'll squeak, brakes, and slide. He don't have enough power to say a thing. Just raise his hand. Just raise his hand. I don't think you got it. He don't have enough power to say anything. But just by raising his hand, it causes a 3,000-pound machine to squeal and stop its brakes. Oh, brother, sister, if a police officer can raise his hand and stop an automobile, what ought we to be able to do here tonight? We ought to be able to raise up our hands. We ought to be able to clap our hands and let the devil know whose side we're on. And let the devil know he can't stop us. He's come too late to stop us. We've made it this far by the grace of God, and I believe with calm assurance tonight that he'll take us the rest of the way, brother. Brother Branham said they laughed at this tabernacle. They made fun of it. I missed a good part of that. He said some of them looked at me and said, just in a few days, it'll be nothing but a car garage. He said, but since that time, there's been thousands upon thousands of people that's called for prayer, that's needed help, when they looked at it and said, it's a car garage. Well, let me warn you, friends, you might look at something and say, it's nothing but a car garage. But if God's behind it, if God's behind it, he'll vindicate it. Why do we believe this message? Because it's been vindicated. It's been vindicated, brother. Don't listen to them demonic influences. This message has been vindicated. Don't listen to what these devils tell you. Well, Brother Branham missed this and he said that here and he should have said it this way. For all I'm concerned about, I'll call it what Brother Branham called it. I'm no longer going to call them churches. I'm going to call them lodges. So all these groups that's raised up against God's prophet and his bride in this hour, I don't call them churches, I call them lodges. Don't let this stop us. God has been behind us. God has vindicated this message. Friends, you realize this cloud that people says ain't nothing but a bunch of smoke? The science world thought enough of it to take a picture and take their time examining it and to hang it in the Hall of Fame. And we got people around this message that ain't got enough time for it to hang it in their house. And it's hung in the Hall of Fame. Sometimes people wonder why ministers in this message read quotes. Brother Branham said, the same God, the same pillar of fire that was there when Paul wrote this Bible, was there when Mark wrote in this Bible, is the same pillar of fire, Brother West, that's here interpreting the scripture and vindicating this word. 1933, on the Ohio River, when the 17th person went down for baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, out of the sky come a whirlwind. I love when Brother Bradham talks about that because I love how he separates the groups of people. He said some stayed and some ran. Some stayed to hear and some took off running. Well, Brother Andrew, had I been there, I'd have stayed. Brother Branham said, what you do now is what you'd have done then. Huh? He said some ran and some stayed. But a voice spoke out of there. Brother Donnie and the people that stayed there, they heard the voice. And that voice said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message will forerun the second coming of Christ. Brother, this message has been vindicated. It's not Brother Branham. It's not any message preacher. It's the God behind them. It's not the fact that we write message church over the door. It's the fact that God is behind us. The power behind us is far greater than the force of the enemy in front of us. Are you with me? Our authority is Jesus Christ. That's our authority. Our authority is Jesus Christ. When David walked out there that day and stood before Goliath, friends, he didn't walk out there with an education. They tried to set the weight upon him and put the garments and the armor and all upon him. And by the time they got done, he was so beat down. They were packing him up, but he was unpacking. The world is trying to pack us down and put the lies of the enemy upon us. But the more the world puts on us, the more the Spirit of God takes off of us. We're getting ready to go home, brother. Missed that step. Huh? The power of God behind us is far stronger than the power in front of us. So what are we going to do? Press on, brother. Press on, sister. Young people, press on in this hour. Don't get weak. Don't get relaxed. Don't take on the spirit of Laodicea. Don't take on the spirit of lukewarmness. Take on the spirit of Jesus Christ. And when that enemy says, you'll never get free, you look at that enemy and said, I'm already free. You'll never be healed. You look at that enemy and say, I'm already healed. Brother Branham said there ain't nothing that can stop a saint of God on their way to meet a promise of God. Have we got any saints of God in the house tonight? Have we got anybody that'll be identified with it? If you claim it and you're identified with it and you've been born in it, that promise applies to every person sitting on these pews tonight. Our authority is Jesus Christ. He spoke with authority. Can you take the next part? And this bride whispers with authority. Jesus didn't walk up to that maniac at Gadara and say, you want to be free? Come out of him, thou unclean spirit. Jesus knew who he was. They said, well, he don't speak as a scribe. He speaks as one having authority. He speaks as one having authority. My prophet tells me that our life was hid in God. And if he speaks with authority, could it possibly be that we speak with authority? Every demon in hell is subject to that name. Every demon in hell is subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Brother Branham stood there in that vision and dream, and he's talking about them people falling. And he said, I just wished I could have got to him. I just wished I could have helped him. But he said, all of a sudden I spoke, and he said, I spoke, house of hell, give way to the name of Jesus. And the chains begin to fall. Oh, friends, I challenge you tonight in the name of Jesus. That prophet spoke to them people and said, these Egyptians you see today, Brother David, you'll see them no more forever. Brother Branham said, Miriam, she crossed through the Red Sea on dry ground. He said she reached over and picked up a tambourine. And she began to play that tambourine. And believe it or not, he said she began to dance. She began to dance and play that tambourine. The prophet of God said, what caused her to do it? He said she turned around and she seen all those taskmasters that was drowned in that sea. She's seen all them tormenting spirits of hell. She's seen all them lying spirits out of hell. Drowned behind her in the sea. And she began to dance, brother. She knew who she was. She knew what God had done for her. And she wasn't ashamed of it, brother. I'm not ashamed of this message. She rejoiced. When she turned around and those taskmasters that had put them in slavery, that had worked them to death, she looked behind them. The Red Sea opened. The children of Israel walked through on dry ground. So the unbelievers behind them got inspired. But we're going to try to take it too. You notice all these people that left this message is trying to get inspired to take a rapture? You can't take it without this message, Brother Terry. You can't take a rapture without this message. They all thought, well, we'll go right through on dry ground with them and we'll start tormenting them on the other side. But just as soon as they started in the sea, the walls come down. Hallelujah. The walls come down and they all drown in the sea. Can you just bear with me a few more minutes and just imagine someday when Jesus Christ comes back for this bride and every torment and power out of hell, Brother Gene, every spirit that's come against this bride, every evil demon that's come against this bride, when it's drowned in this sea. Hallelujah, brother. I believe some of us might act like Miriam. We might get inspired and give God praise. We might get inspired and say amen to the word. We might get inspired. We might get inspired. This is what amazes me. People that say our prophet didn't have no power. He was a bluff. He was false. Listen to this story. And God's provided a place of worship in 1965. He said, I heard about a group of spiritualists. I want to see them. They were a bunch of make-believe. I heard about some real spiritualists. And I went to see them. The false ones were make-believe. He went to see the real spiritualist. He said they'd raise the table up from the floor. Well, I don't believe that. God's provided a place of worship in 1965. They raised a table up from the floor and had whiskey glasses sitting over it. He said, and taking that table, turned it back and forth and the guitar flying through the building and people's clothes flying through the building. A group of a real spiritualist. Brother Branham said these people didn't realize that they were worshiping the devil. If people can go get so inspired by worshiping a liar, by worshiping the father of all lies, shouldn't we get inspired about worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? This, he said, listen, guitar flying through the building, people's clothes flying, whiskey glass sitting on top of it, floating through the air. This medium said, I challenge anybody to knock it down. What a challenge, Brother Brad. I challenge anybody to knock it down. Two men said, I'll get it down. I'll get it down. He said that table like to throw them across the room. They were worshiping the devil and didn't even know what they're worshiping. Oh, friends. And a lady looked over at the prophet and said, they tell me you're a preacher. He said, I am. She asked the prophet, she said, what do you think about this? She asked the wrong question. What do you think about this? I said, it's the devil. He didn't sugarcoat it. Well, I think it's a spirit. It's the devil. She said, well, then if you got so much power, knock it down. I said, I don't have any power. I don't have any power at all. I have no power. But I'm here representing one. I'm here representing one. I said, Lord Jesus, you said in St. Mark the 16th chapter, in my name they shall cast out devils. I said, now that your servant may know as the battle lays before me. He knew who he was. He knew he had authority because the God of heaven was behind him. He said, I said, now that I'm your servant, as the battle lays before me, I said, listen. I command that table to fall in the name of the Holy Church. And it stayed right there. I said, I command that table to fall down there in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It stayed right there. Oh, I'm preaching to you, friends. I said, I command that table to fall in the name of Jesus Christ and like to broke all four legs off of it, brother. Why? Because somebody came on the scene with authority behind them and they said, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this table come down. Well, you might be sitting there bound tonight by some spirit or some sickness in your body, but the same God is right here tonight. And you can take a hold of this word and whatever you're facing, speak to it in the name of Jesus and it'll come down, brother. Hallelujah. It'll come down in the name of Jesus. It'll come down in the name of Jesus. There ain't nothing that can stand in the front of Jesus. There ain't no spirit that can stop this breath. I'll close with this. And who is God? He said every demon will obey God. It may not want to. But it's not free moral agency. It has to. It has to obey that demon. It has to. Everything obeys God. And it'll obey you. That's hard to wrap your mind around, Brother David. It'll obey you. Joshua, he said, it'll obey you if you have faith. Joshua stopped the sun. Somebody said all things are possible with God. Nothing impossible. But all things are possible to you also. All things are possible to God. Amen. Amen. All things are possible to you. Amen. We ought to have the same amen. When somebody says it's possible to Jesus, we ought to have the same amen when somebody says it's possible to you, Brother Brett, because it's God's promise. And he who promised is faithful. Joshua stopped the sun. Is that true? He said, but all things are possible to you also. Nothing impossible to them that believe. Do you believe tonight? Nothing is impossible to them that believe. All things are possible. Brought right down and made new. If you just know who God was. He says, I'm afraid that the church doesn't know their authority. I'm afraid that the Holy Ghost born men doesn't realize their authority that God has permitted to his church. I'll give you the key to the keys to the kingdom of whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose will be loosed. I give you power over serpents. And over all kinds of diseases. Oh, everything. And nothing shall harm you. That's a promise made to you. That's a promise made to me. Whatever you loose will be loosed. I give you power over serpents and over all kinds of diseases. Oh, everything and nothing shall harm you. Exercise your faith. Now, when you go to the gym, do you stand there and look at the machine? Huh? Well, I'll eventually get on it. No. You've already made up your mind. I'm going to get on that machine and exercise. We ought to make up our mind tonight that I'm going to get on the side of the Lord. I'm tired of the devil robbing me. I'm tired of the devil stealing my joy. I'm tired of the devil having my victory. I'm going after what the devil has stole from me. Oh, friends, we got authority tonight. We forget we have authority. When a little trouble comes our way and maybe we fall short of the glory of God, that thing will beat us over our head and say, I'll never get free. I'll always live bound. Friends, we forget we got authority to rise up and get down on our knees and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for forgiveness. Brother, I'm getting ready to close, but I want you to understand this. You've got the authority when you fail God to get down and say, God, I need help. Walk to God boldly. Not with human pride, but with the pride of the Holy Ghost. And say, God, you bless me with this. I'm going to exercise my faith. David stood there that day in front of Goliath. Goliath had made his boast. Goliath had made his boast. It's like I heard a brother testify one time about his mother. She was facing cancer, diagnosed with cancer. They took her to the hospital. The doctor walked in there. I believe he's a denominational. He folded his hands and he looked at her. And he said, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do. She said, oh, but I believe in a God that can heal me. Amen. Brother Jackie, his brother said, that doctor stood there and looked at her and said, ma'am, I hate to tell you, but there is no God. This little sister, a pastor's wife, a pastor's mother, she laid in that bed, defeated with cancer, cancer in her body. She looked over at her son standing there. She said, hey, called his name. Did you just hear what Goliath said? Did you just hear what Goliath said? He said, we prayed the prayer of faith right there. God healed her of that cancer and took her right out of that hospital in front of the devil. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. Oh, friends, tonight, we can sit here bound. We can sit here defeated. Or we can look at the devil. We can look at the lying vanities of men and say, hey, have you heard what Goliath said? Huh? Have you heard what Goliath said? Goliath said we're defeated, but Christ said we're already overcome. Hallelujah. Goliath has spoken, but now let Jesus speak. Now let Jesus speak, brother. Let Jesus say what he's got to say. Let Jesus say, if God be for us, who can be against us? In whom he also justified, he glorified, and he predestinated. If God be for us, who can be against us, brother? God is on our side. God is on our side. The angels of heaven are encamped about this place tonight. God is on our side, brother. Jesus is on our side. We can't go down tonight. We can't go down. Goliath has spoken. Goliath has said what he's got to say. But now Jesus has got something to say. Jesus has got the final say so. Jesus has got the final say-so. Jesus has got the say-so over cancer. Jesus has got the say-so over whatever you're going through tonight. I challenge you to reach out. If you're a son and daughter of God tonight, Raise your hand and let the devil know whose side you're on. I challenge you tonight to reach out in faith and say, Goliath, you've spoken, but now let Jesus have the final say so. As the musicians are coming tonight, Goliath has spoken, but we have authority, Brother Terry. When we walk out of here someday with Jesus, listen, friends, we ain't got to wait till we walk out of here with Jesus. We can walk out of here tonight. Our prophet told us, when we leave this earth, every devil will be under our feet. How many? One? How many? All of them. Every devil is under our feet tonight. The devil wants to convince us, you know, this is a dark hour. People's leaving left and right. You might want to question it. That's what he done to Eve. He got Eve to question one word, and she questioned that word. The devil come in. Listen, friends, don't question one word of God. Brother Andrew, I don't understand it. Brother Branham said, punctuate it with an amen. I've often said it before, I'll say it again. We might sit here and I say, well, I don't understand this, I don't understand that when that's preached. Just tell the devil, I may never understand it, but I'm going to amen it until I do. I'm going to amen it. Amen means so be it. So to every devil in hell tonight, every spirit of the enemy, you might want to leave out here bound, but I meant to tell you earlier, we don't have to wait till we go home with Jesus to leave out here free. You can walk out them doors tonight with every demon under your feet. Elijah said, let the God that answers by fire be God. Oh, friends, we can offer up what we got to say and let God come down and vindicate it. Let God come down and speak for it. Let God be the final say-so. Let God be the authority in this hour that's behind this bride. Brother Zach, all hell can't stop it. I was born to serve the Lord. I was born to serve the Lord. So I ask you tonight, how will you leave tonight? Forgetting we got authority and beat down? No. That's what the devil wants to see. The devil wants to control our praise. The devil wants to control us. But he's come too late. The devil has come too late. So I challenge you, walk out here tonight and say, devil, I'm free. You may not like it. You didn't want to see me get free. But devil, I am free. You said you'd control my life. You said you'd torment my life. But devil, I am free tonight. When he says, who's got the authority? You say, I do, because I'm a son and a daughter of the living God. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight if you believe. We're free tonight, church. We're free tonight, church. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. We're free tonight. Young people, you're free tonight. Young people, you're free tonight. Everybody, we're free tonight. Because the Son has set us free. John said, who the Son is set free is free indeed. And Paul come back in the book of Romans, in Romans 8:1, and said, if now there is now, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation in here tonight. You can walk out of here free tonight. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for your word. God, we are so grateful tonight, Lord, to know that we can walk out of this place free tonight. Lord, we face so many things in this hour and so many lying vanities of the evil enemy that's come against us, and ever spirit out of hell's been turned loose against on this bride. But God, we thank you tonight, Lord, that we can walk out these doors and say, the Son has made me free, and I'm free indeed. The Son has entered into my soul. You can't have me no more, devil. Hallelujah. Oh God, I pray the Spirit of God would minister into the believers here tonight, Father. Lord, ever heavy heart tonight, God. Ever burdened down spirit. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. You never said you'd leave us. You said you'd walk with us, Father. You said you'd never forsake us. In a little while in the world, I'll see you no more. But yet you see it. You said I'll not only be with you, but I'll even be in you. Oh God, we thank you for that promise tonight. God, as I heard your prophet say, if I wasn't a Christian, I'd be a suicide case. I thank you tonight, Father, for the revelation that I'm not just some moss-backed, lukewarm Christian, but we are a fire-baptized group of believers that's marching on to the promise. We're not going to give up. We're not going to turn around. We see the lights of the city. We're almost home. We're going to press our way there. Lord, I pray if there be anybody in this service tonight, God, sick, I ask in the name of Jesus that your Spirit would heal their body, Father. If there be anybody bound tonight, I ask in the name of Jesus that your Spirit would set them free tonight. If there be anybody that's ready to give up or just quit, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that the power of the Holy Ghost would come down upon the believers tonight, Father, and the Spirit of God would renew us afresh. Lord, we're going on home, Lord. We're not going to stop. We're not going to give up. We're going to hit bumps in the road, but we're going home in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for it tonight, God. We walk out of here tonight with calm assurance, Father. Lord, the prophet of God said a man tried to sell him some insurance to put him in the ground, but he said, why do I need insurance to put me in the ground when I've got assurance to get me out of the ground? Why do I need to listen to the lying devil's insurance policy and tell me I'll never make it and tell us we'll never be anything, we'll always be defeated, when we've got God's assurance policy that says all heaven is behind us? Lord, we pray you do it for your children tonight, God. Lord, bless us tonight, Father. We pray in a mighty way, God. In Jesus Christ's name. But Harry, I wonder if you sing that song, Bring Back the New Again. How many of that's your desire tonight? To bring back the new again. Bring back what God's got for you. That song says, I once felt it. I was once on fire. Friends, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to put your fire out. Friends, the devil knows if he can put your fire out, sooner or later he'll put you out of that pew. He'll put you back in some bar room. He'll put you back somewhere. But the power of the Holy Ghost says you're free in the name of Jesus. And I challenge you tonight to say, God, renew a fire in me, Lord. Friends, it's only going to get harder from here on. There ain't no need in just saying, well, we're almost home. Let's give up. It's only going to get harder, and it's only going to get harder. But the grace of God's going to get stronger. It's going to get stronger. Sing it, brother.
I can still remember the wonderful feeling back when I first got to know you. It seemed the world was mine. I had joy, I had springtime. But that's all just a memory anymore. I guess I took my eyes off you, Lord. But I don't want this callous feeling anymore. Oh, please bring back the way it was before. Lord, I wanna see. It wasn't long ago when my heart was glowing. Every new day was a challenge, but indifference turned me cold, made things stale, made her more. Now I've lost that happy song I used to sing. Lord, it seems that I forgot the most important thing. But I don't want this lonesome feeling anymore. Oh, please bring back the way it was before.
Keep pressing on and on and on.
I'm gonna keep pressing on to the higher calling of my Lord. When old Satan tries to stop you, turn you aside, say there's no need for you to go on. Why do you even try? Even if there's a heaven, you'll never make it in. Why don't you just say, Satan, watch me prove you a liar again. I gotta keep pressing on, on and on and on. I'm gonna keep pressing on. I gotta keep pressing. Thank you, Lord. You let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Oh, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Say that you're my God. Oh, you're search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking in. Oh, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Oh, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. How many wants to leave here tonight free? You believe we can. Whatever the devil's tried to rob from you, you can get it back. Your joy, your peace, your healing, your happiness. I'll tell you what I want back tonight. My appetite. Really, I'm not going to be able to eat for about 5 days. I ate a piece of toast this morning, a bowl of soup, half a taco the day before yesterday, peanut butter cracker yesterday. But I don't think that's the way God wants me to live. Amen. Hallelujah. You pray with me, will you? Amen. So.